علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the sermons and letters and sayings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. But presently we are discussing the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance, taking inspiration from these sermons of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Amongst the sermons that Imam Ali alayhi salam maneuvers this topic is the Sermon 87 of Nahjul Balagha. And in this sermon, Imam Ali alayhi salam basically explains how Islam came and saved humanity. Islam awoken the human soul and breathed a spirit into the dead body of humanity. And he explains all those various things that were happening before the coming of Islam and what Islam did to remove those difficulties and problems. And he's kind of trying to push us towards understanding that similar situations of ignorance and darkness and dark ages can befall mankind. And in those situations, once again, Islam is the solution. The Islamic law, Islamic governance, Islamic guidance, and the teachings of the prophets and messengers is what is going to create the change that is necessary. We reach this phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about the time before the coming of the messenger. And he says that before the coming of the messenger, there was one problem, and that was that the communities were asleep. They were into deep slumber. He says, وَطُولِ هَجْعَةٍ مِنَ الْأُمَمِ, that the messenger was sent after a long and deep slumber of the communities. And we say basically this slumber was because the communities were unaware, or rather they were pushed into a state of ignorance whereby they could not discern their actual purpose in life.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, we go to the next phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَاعْتِزَامٍ مِنَ الْفِتَنِ. Another problem, another difficulty that those communities had was that means the communities before the coming of the messenger. The problems that they had was that, وَاعْتِزَامٍ مِنَ الْفِتَنِ, is that they were engulfed by trials and tests and tribulations. Rather, they were engulfed, they were attacked, or they were the target of well-defined, thought-out, and intended trials and tribulations and tests that came from people around them. So we'll explain now, what are these fitna? Here he says the word fitna is used. What are these fitna or these trials and tribulations? A fitna or the trial and tribulation is anything that makes a person avoid or stop thinking in the right way, or anything that blocks a person from the right path and pushes them into misguidance. Anything that tries to do that is a fitna. But here we are told that this fitna, وَاَعْتِزَامٍ مِنَ الْفِتْنَةِ, that means these tribulations and trials that were causing people to move away from the right direction were properly thought out, intended and directed towards these communities so that they can go away from those correct and divine principles and moral, values. In fact, anything that removes a person from the direction of truth could be known as a fitna. Anything that removes him from his human state, from his humanity, can be referred to as a fitna or a trial or a tribulation, or in this sense. So, for example, anything that removes him from a state of intellection, from being an intellectual person, or from making use of his free will, or from making use of his innovation and his skill, or removes him from a state of feeling responsible, all of these would therefore be called fitna.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, when it comes to defining fitna, therefore, if a person's child stops him from making a clear decision, a decision based on truth, then that child becomes a fitna. If a person's wealth causes him to become, blind and overwhelmed by material amenities, then and stops him from making the right steps, then the wealth becomes a fitna. And even the life of a person, his lifestyle and the way he lives can become a fitna if it causes him to go away from those human principles and human values that I mentioned earlier. So in other words, anything that stops humanity from its true purpose, anything that stops a person from reaching that goal, that human state, is therefore known as a fitna or a trial and a tribulation in the true sense. And that is why Imam Hussein bin Ali alayhi salam, Sayyidu Shuhada, he wrote a letter to Muawiyah and told him that you are the greatest fitna. If you look at the whole of the world and search for a greater fitna, then you will not find that, because you are the guy. You are that biggest fitna that exists in the world. Why? Because Muawiyah was the actual blockade from people that stopped people from achieving their purpose in life, that stopped people from achieving their directions. So what if he may have caused some material progress in the communities? That material progress is not the value or the measure of greatness and grandeur. It's not the value or the measure of development, of true development. It is a fitna because it is stopping you. That person therefore becomes a fitna because it's stopping you from achieving what you are supposed to achieve as a human being. So no wonder it is that Imam Hussein alayhi salam calls him to be a fitna. Inshallah, we will discuss about this in the coming sessions regarding what Imam Ali alayhi salam actually meant when he said that the communities before the coming of the Messenger were engulfed and surrounded by tribulations and trials that were actually intended and correctly planned to move those communities from the right path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه